And we're visiting with Tim O'Brien from Waverly, Iowa, formerly from Atlantic High School, a graduate, and going to take part in the Tour de France. And it's also a fundraiser for leukemia as well, Tim. And if you just kind of give us a background of this event, what a challenge for you and what an opportunity for you. And tell us how this all came about.
Well, it started for me in 2022. We were at in Sedona, Arizona. Our Trojan reunion gets together in the fall. We usually take on a Hawkeye game and just get together for some fun and fellowship. And that year, I happened to just drive out, and I picked up a friend of mine in Colorado, and then we drove out to Sedona. And of course, if I drive somewhere, I am taking my bicycle with me. And we get there, and it's a beautiful 80-degree day, and so I'm riding around through the city and checking out the sights. And I run into a guy that is riding his bicycle on a trainer, a stationary bike on the sidewalk. And I just, it was kind of odd. So I stopped and asked him what he's doing. And he said that he is taking part of a group called Tour 21 that is raising funds for Cure Leukemia. And as part of that fundraiser, then they will ride the Tour de France in 2023. So I thought that was amazing, and I gave him a donation, and I said, good luck to you. And I took one of his promotional cards, and that card for the next 2 years kept just floating to the top. And it came to the top of my bill pile, or I'd see it when sitting on the desk. And so it kept that Tour 21 logo in front of me for the next 2 years. And then last year after RAGBRAI, I finished RAGBRAI last year, and I got home, and here's an email from Tour 21. And, of course, I recognized that right away from my previous encounter. And so I opened it up and did a little review on it, and I asked my wife, I said, what do you think about me doing the Tour de France? I'm a little shocked. She looks at me and says, well, it's been a dream for years for you to do. Yes, we want to do that. So I submitted the application and said, let's see what it takes, and we'll see where it takes me. And they sent a note back and asked about, they sent me a note back and said there were 20 of the 25 spots were filled. So now there's only 5 spots left that I'm competing for. And it's like, oh no, you know, I'm 68 years old. I mean, am I going to be able to compete with some of these people that are going to do this ride? So they asked for a cycling resume, and I sent that in and told them what I've done in the past. And then the next step was a video conference call. And so talked to him through that. And at the end of that call, then he said, well, we normally don't do this, but you're exactly what we're looking for. He said, I'm going to offer you the 21st spot on the team.
Oh my goodness.
And I tell you, Tom, I got emotional. I'm just thinking about it now. And then it's like, okay, what have I done that I need to up my riding, and I need to figure out, can I raise the funds necessary to compete in this, to complete this journey? And so I checked with a few family members and a few neighbors and a few bike people that I know up here and asked them if they would support me. If I was doing this once in a lifetime event, but couldn't really say what it was, would you support me in that? And it's fairly substantial, and I got pretty positive feedback. So I said, yeah, we'll do that. And then I upped my riding at the time because at that time, I've only done one century ride, which is 100 miles, in 2024. So it's like, oh, I need to pick this up and see, can I actually do the endurance part of this? And speaking of which, the endurance is is what the during the video conference, and he's saying that this will not be a race. This will be an endurance challenge because it's 2,100 miles in 21 days with 170,000 feet of climbing. And so it absolutely is more about endurance than how quick you can do it. And so with that, I felt a little better about it. And so I upped my training. And in the next 7 weeks, then I was able to then finally complete my goal of doing 3 100-mile days on consecutive days. So it being like on a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, rode 100 miles each day. And so I felt a bit more confident about the endurance part as well.
You're going to have a fundraiser coming up here, and talk about that.
I am. There's each event, you know, just like with NASCAR football teams, they sponsor a particular charity. And the charity for the Tour de France is Cure Leukemia. So that opens a few doors and makes that available to the public, that if you can raise funds for our designated charity, then you can take part of this event, which is, you know, just a huge event. And so we'll be riding the Tour de France 1 week ahead of the professional riders. And yes, the fundraising goal for me was $30,000. And that is quite a challenge. As I found here in our fundraising efforts, right now I'm at 57% of my goal. And I hope by the end of May that I can complete my goal. I'm going to do a real hard push here in May. And the kickoff for that is a fish fry. My O'Brien, the brothers in Atlantic, and my dad used to have a fish fry every year down at Mark's shop and at Iron Specialties. And so the family was talking about what we can do to help, and came up with this fish fry idea. And so on Saturday the 26th from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, then we're going to do a free will offering fundraiser with a fish fry, and we'll have some other food there and things too for people that aren't fond of fish or have had enough fish through Lent. And so that is our next event, 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock at the Iron Specialty Shop at 410 3rd Street.
Well, when is the ride?
The ride starts. My first day to ride will be June 28th. Okay. And I've got a countdown calendar that I'm keeping track of here with my mileage and things like that going on, and tracking my mileage for the training and things for this year. So I am 9 weeks out of the first day to ride.
How do you feel? And you feel pretty good about your training, though, right? I mean, you've done the three consecutive century days.
Well, those were last year. Okay. And so now last year was a test. And so now this year that I'm working back up to that level again, for the last 5 weeks, I've ridden over 300 miles per week. And within each of those weeks, and I did a century ride within those weeks. And this last week was, again, 300 miles, and there were two centuries in this week. So just starting to ramp the training up to finally get to the fact of get to 100-mile days to do about the same thing I did last year. Probably in about two more weeks, then I'll add the third century in, and then I'll add it into consecutive days. And I think if I can get there, then I'll feel pretty good. And Tom, I just wanted to mention one more thing. You know, I'm an amateur cyclist, and as well as the other 25 people that are doing this, and this is from around the world. These 25 cyclists are from all over the world. One from Israel, one from Dakar, and Spain, and UK, and Ireland. And so I met them at a training camp here a couple of weeks ago, and looks like an awesome team. There are five people from the United States that are doing this.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, talk about your passion for cycling. I mean, obviously, this isn't just something that's happened the last few years. You've been. What is your passion for cycling?
Well, this started, in high school when you're 16. What is everybody's goal? Is to go. I'm going to go buy a car, right? My goal was to buy a bike, and I went over to Omaha. My sister lived there, and I bought it from a Swin dealer over there, and I rode that around the area. We would ride up to Elkhorn and around the area, some of buddies from high school and stuff, and then after that, well, frankly, you get married, other things happen, children go on and they take priority and stuff. But finally in 96, came back to that bicycle again and rode that bike in 96 across Iowa on Ragbri. So the bike I had bought in 1972, then I rode that one on the first Ragbri that I did. And then I think I did probably 10 or 15 more with different bikes. And at this point, I think I've probably done over 20 Ragbris completed from border to border. I wanted to mention that family has been my best contributor to help. And as we mentioned, the fundraiser that's coming up. And then my daughter in Chicago just last week had hosted a fundraiser event for me at a wine club that she belongs to. And friends have supported me, actually high school classmates from class of 74 and class of 75, both have contributed to my fundraiser. Bike clubs around the area here in Northeast Iowa have been helping me. And then local businesses is where a lot of the donations have come from. So